Blog Talk Radio.
Say that across the board.
For me,
I won't say it across the board.
And I think I need to get back to the
States. Amongst friends. Conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Hello. And welcome to another night with Amongst Friends. Tonight's going to be an interesting show, so I'm ready for y'all to call in. You say, how do you do that? You dial into 760-683-2662. You can also follow us on Twitter at amongst_friends, or like most people do, they're in our Facebook group, and you can easily get there by going to Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. Type that in your search engine, plug it in, get in where you fit in. You'll be able to talk with us like everybody else. Tonight is, like I said, a very interesting conversation. So I have some articles, and actually there are a couple of little props or whatever that we want y'all to kind of, or some visualization props or visual props that we want y'all to see. I can give y'all links and stuff like that. But tonight we're talking about finding your mate. Are there... I'm sorry.
So, Deidre, finding your mate, are you talking something more than going to Craigslist, or are you talking?
Really, sir? Really, sir? No. Tonight we're talking about, you know, like finding your partner. One, we want to talk about is it harder for women or is it harder for men to do so, or do we just make things harder in this whole dating process? Okay? So, I was telling y'all that there is a... there's some visual aids or whatever. So, what prompted this whole conversation was I was sitting at home watching one of my Ratchet TV shows, and up popped this commercial. And it's a pizza commercial for Shedda Pizza. And so the lady is in the grocery store, and she says, I want a pizza that has this on it. And then the freezer aisle things, they shrink. And they come together, and then she says, oh, and I want it to have vegetables on it. And then it shrinks some more. And then she says, oh, and I want this. So she has this personalized pizza that she wants. And it made me think about when people have lists or preferences for what they want in a mate. I think that when they do that, it's harder for a woman than it is for a male. Do y'all agree or disagree?
It's hard. You say it's harder for a woman. Yeah, it's hard. It's harder for a woman because, you know, there's a myth. Well, I don't know if it's a myth, but it's kind of a truth about that women have all these lofty expectations of what they want in a man, and sometimes, or most of the time, their ideas are basically unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's borderline fantasy.
You're thinking that the women are unrealistic?
Yeah.
So unrealistic how? Give me the specifics on how they're being unrealistic.
Okay,
in
first of all, they have to look like The Rock. Okay, they have to have money. They have to have Jay-Z money. You know, they have it's basically the material things. You know, they have to have this size house. You know, they don't want to work. You know, they just want to.
What women are you talking about? Are you serious?
Yes, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious.
I don't know about that.
Deidre. Oh my God, Brittany, really? Women do not. They do not want to work. They don't. They don't want to have no babies. They don't want to work. They just want to, you know, sit home,
really?
Do whatever. No.
Everybody,
I'm serious.
Everybody don't want to sit at home on a butt all day.
I didn't say most. They don't want to work. They want their man. They make sense. Well, baby, not you. Okay, not you. But if you ask any woman if they had their whatever, would they want to work? I guarantee you, 70% or 80% would say, I don't want to work. They just want to stay home, do whatever, wait for the man to make their money, wait for the man to give them that horse knot so they can go shopping. Come on.
So you think we just want to be set for life. That's pretty much it.
Yes. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I have to disagree with that, because I know, speaking for myself, like, of course I would like a man, you know, to be provided for me and whatnot, but I'm not the type of person that can just sit home and shop all day. That gets boring, too. Like, I want to be able to have my own money, be independent, do my own thing, because that man may not be around forever.
But, baby, once you get married, you'll have... If you
maybe
get married to that dude,
you're going to have
money anyway.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I want my own, too. I gotta be doing some charity work or something. Like, I ain't just going to be sitting at home that's me.
But, Britt, what you have to understand is you're basically, like, in your mid to late 20s, so...
Mm-hmm.
If you're mid to late 30s or early 40s and you met some guy like that, you wouldn't want to work because at that point you think you work enough anyway.
Wait, no. I don't agree with that, Q.
Yeah.
I'm in my late 30s and I still want to work. I don't care if he came in with stacks on tax, stacks on stacks. I'm gonna need to work.
I didn't say all women. I say most.
I mean, are you talking
say
about
all.
The,
I didn't say
the,
most.
The,
so I get. I tell you what. This is what I want you to do. Ask a question for the ladies in the Facebook group. If you came across that quote unquote man. And he says, I don't want you to work. Would you stop working? I guarantee you. Well, they might say no because it's me asking the question, but I guarantee you, most of them are like, if he says no, I don't want to work, and he wants to support me, I'm not going to work.
No. See, here's the difference. The difference is I'm not going into the situation saying I need a guy who's going to allow me to stay at home,
mm-hmm.
which is what the original question was. What are some of these unrealistic things that these women you say are requesting? And yeah, I don't think that any of the things that you listed are the things that women are looking for, unless you're referring.
Wow, really, really,
okay. Really. Okay, Britt. Now, Britt, you said that you agree with him. So, what are some of these unrealistic things that you're saying?
I don't necessarily think that everything is unrealistic. I just think that as women, we want the perfect package, and no man is going to be perfect. Like, we want to be able to create a man that has, like you said, that has money, that's good looking, that's loyal, you know, faithful, you know, got an education, and we create all these standards, but I honestly feel like you're not going to find the full package. You're not going to find a guy that has all of these characteristics, and everything is going to be peachy keen. So that's where I say I agree with him at, because we do tend to set standards for men, and I feel like we have all these expectations, which is why we probably can't find a man, because we want this and we want that and we want this, but instead of trying to, you know, find a man that has all these characteristics, maybe you can find somebody that has some of the characteristics and then help him, you know, be a better man. But we, okay. I think we just look for perfection too much.
Most women,
okay.
Most
yeah,
women
you're
don't
over
think
there,
like that.
You're over there scratching your throat and all that. What's all that for?
Preach, Jeff. Tell it.
George Bush doesn't care about black people. No. What Q said is on point. For most women, and I'll say it because most women will want a man who is in a better situation than they are. They will want mm-hmm. a man who is not equal to what they bring to the table, because they feel they will be better off that way. So, but when that happens, when they put the order in, of course, you want somebody better. You don't have the equal situation or close to equal the situation to bring to the table. You bring what you can. But what you can't sustain, because you have never been probably in a relationship where you actually had to sustain the relationship. It was the guy doing most of the heavy lifting when it came to the relationship, because he was some dude who was about your equal, who was trying to wine and dine you, but it was a daily grind, a daily hustle, and you liked that. But now you want an accomplished dude, and you're on a daily grind, and when he's ready to chill, you can't, because you got to work and you got to do all this other stuff. So what you fail to bring to the table is what ends up destroying this great dude that you might have put the order in for. And I find I'm gonna tell this little story real quick. So, I was in an all hands meeting the other day, and my senior leadership, my director, actually he made an announcement that a gentleman in our group had gotten married. So he said congratulations to him, and he said, "Hey, so congratulations. Hope you guys. I hope the best for you and your new wife. I've been married for a little bit of time, and so some other guys in this room. So if you need, you know, any help or any guidance or whatever." He didn't even finish the question before every married woman, hopefully in the room, but every woman in the room cut him off. And was like, "Oh, no. You can talk to us about that. You can CC me on that email." And I was just like, I was taken aback. Because, first of all, how is a woman going to tell a man
how to run shit?
How to be with his woman? It's like, I understand women may know what women want, but you can't tell a man how to do for another woman. That's not the manual that you have. The manual that you have is how a woman likes this, how a woman likes that, how she prefers this, how she prefers that from a man. But the man's book has so many other different approaches to a woman that the books don't sync up.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of women are not realizing that. It's like, oh, I can tell you. I can tell you. That's the thing. That's the soapbox of a woman.
Wait. Let me make sure that I'm clear on what you're saying. So you're saying that there's no value in what a married woman has to offer or share or anything to this man.
What I'm saying is this. If you, Deidre, are a married woman, right, and I'm having problems with my wife, first of all, you need to be about 98% the exact of my wife to give me information or offer anything so that I can take that and apply it to my wife, because you are throwing stuff in the wind, and hopefully it'll work for me, because you don't really know who my wife is. If my wife is the type of chick that could, if my wife is the type of chick that could have me cheat on her and forgive me, where if your husband cheated on you and it was over, the relationship was over, guess what? You're two different types of women.
So you're making a very broad statement that all married women are unable to be objective and say, here's a different perspective.
It is true. It's true.
When a guy, if I have a problem with my wife, Deidre, it is a problem that is specific to our relationship. It is specific to the individual that my wife is. So I would have to download and pour into you everything that is my wife for you to give me a perspective. Otherwise, as a man, would you have to do the same thing
because you're an individual?
I'm not understanding. What?
Okay, so you're a married man. Something going on with this new co-worker's relationship. He's an individual. They have an individual relationship. Wouldn't you have to do the exact same thing? He would have to pour into you who he is as a man, blah, 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 what type of wife he has, all this kind of, wouldn't he have to do the same thing?
This is the difference between men and women when it comes to that subject. Women, for the most part, I'm not saying all. Women, their story, or when they try to answer the female question, they are basically based. Their comment on more emotion than experience.
Lord Jesus.
And there's situations where, you know, sometimes the experience is more emotional. So of course it sometimes is negative, and that's what they're going to present. As for, you know, the brothers, our way of thinking is not based on emotion. It's based on a different type of thought. And another thing is, you know, sometimes men don't have the conclusion. What we say is, you know, this is what I know, this is what happened to me. I'm not going to say it's happened to you, but you have to come to your own conclusion about stuff. Where sometimes women, like, let's say the topic of cheating. Let's say cheating. 9 times out of 10, if a woman would say, like, you know what, leave that dude alone. Leave him alone, because if he'll do it, if he did it to you, that means he'll do it to you again. I don't think men have that type of thinking. Basically, like I said, because it's based, most of women's thoughts are based on emotion instead of more emotion than experience. So they're going to think with their hearts and not with their heads. Whereas I think men, we more think with our heads instead of our hearts. That's the difference to me.
The interesting thing about the story is that, first of all, every woman in there cut off a man talking to another man about the situation as if he had no clue.
Okay, but aren't both you and Q doing exactly the same thing?
No. But here's the thing. Deidre, you in the moment, it presented the picture that even though this guy got married, he couldn't bond with another guy to try and figure it out. He couldn't, because it's like, no, because the only one who's going to have an answer on how to fix your relationship, if it needs fixing, if you need clues into your wife, is another woman. So that situation, how it played itself out, it was just hilarious to me. Because like I said, you definitely have the book on your preferences, what you like, what you don't like. You do not have the book nor the instruction to give a dude so that he can move how he needs to move with the person that's in his specific individual relationship with that specific individual woman that he decided to marry.
I'm just going to throw out a hypothetical, because all I'm hearing is you saying you're doing exactly the same thing that whoever this chick was. Had this chick said, well, you know, actually, everyone in the room that's married, we have a bit of an experience if you needed to. Would that have changed your perception of sorts?
Maybe, but it didn't play out that way.
Well, see, but that's what I'm saying. Because, okay, I get what you're saying on the whole how she came at it and all this kind of stuff. Like she has the book and all this kind of stuff. But then at the same time, you and Q are coming back and doing the same thing, saying 9 out of 10 women base their responses on their feelings. That's not realistic.
Okay. But again, from a guy's mind, okay, from a guy's mind, I'm sitting in this room. You just said if the chick would have said whatever, and I said that might have changed it. Deidre, it was every woman in the room. It was a loud uproar of a whole bunch of women talking out the side of their neck on a relationship that they're not even in. So it was a general congratulatory thing, then the uproar happens. So from a guy's perspective, it's like, oh, shit. Like, dude, it's like, no, you can't come talk to the fellas about something that you are feeling from a fella's perspective, because no, they're going to, no, you go to the women because the women's going to set you straight. That's what it came across as, with the loud uproar of women saying what they say. Now, what I will say is this. That uproar then also pegged the situation that the women have the answers and the men do not. In having the answers, if you're a woman on the outside and you give me advice, like I said, about my specific situation, my specific wife, the individual that she is, all you are going to do for me is give me your best at suggestions, but all that is for a guy is a laundry list for him to ponder at which one is going to be the possible fix or solution to what he's going through. So that's okay. Why I said you're throwing stuff at the wind at me, but you could have said the right thing and you could have not said the right thing. But another guy, Q would come at the situation like probably the first thing a dude will say to another dude in that situation, bruh, I don't know what to tell you, but as to say, I don't know what to tell you as the singularity fix for your situation, because I don't know all the pieces, but I will offer you this.
Oh, my God. Aren't you giving him a laundry list of things now, too?
No. But even if he is Deidre, he's not coming at it from the, no, nigga, I know this is the shit you need, boom, 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 boom. Because basically, because, you know what I'm saying, I know, because your wife is a woman, and this and this, and I'm like, so.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying is that might not be the case.
I promise y'all are killing me. Brittany, I mean, how are you, in agreement with them? Or am I out here on this limb?
Of course she is.
Myself.
You by yourself. Of course she is. Of course she is.
I want a friend. I don't know. Justice gave me a whole mouthful.
And you know what? That's my point. You're on the fence because guess what? You probably have some girlfriends who are not so emotionally driven that they have to change.
Yes, I definitely do. Okay.
But Deidre, that's so etched in your DNA. It's so etched in your DNA. You know, that it is what it is. Thinking from emotion is etched in women's DNA. It's not a color thing. It's not a custom thing. It's a woman thing. And I mean, and it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, but every woman is not super emotional. I have
right. So
that
if,
are, like
so
you
every
are not emotionally driven.
Every but to say that that gives that that helps to solidify the individuality of the woman that I was talking about. So if Brittany knows that she is emotionally driven,
mm-hmm.
and now she basically is talking to the boyfriend or the husband of her friend who is not so emotionally driven, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If Brittany decides to stand on her soapbox and say to the boyfriend or the husband, this is what you need to do, it's coming from a place of, because I know. So
here's my thing. I'm not disagreeing with women being emotional. I'm not disagreeing with that at all. What I am saying is that you can't shut down every woman in that conference room simply because she was like she has no value or she has no input as someone who's married. That's my only point. But both you and Q came and like, there's nothing that y'all can give because y'all going to come at it from your perspective of how you like things done and you don't know my wife and yada, yada, yada. That's not the case.
Okay. Let's, okay. Okay.
You know what? Anywho. You know what? I can't deal with y'all. And I kind of let this go to a whole another direction of what the whole conversation is about. But I'm going to go back. And I'm going to take you back to the conversation. I'm going to take you back to the conversation about lists and stuff like that. Q, I'll even give you that in your early 20s, you know, 19, 20, maybe even early 30s, women are a little bit picky about what they want in a guy. And so when she's younger, she may say, I want a guy that's tall. I want a guy that's, Ivy League. I want a guy who's into certain things. He has to have a college degree. He has to have all these things, right? But then as she gets older, some of those things don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where my point goes to. So I'm 30 years old, and now my list is he needs to be a good dude. I don't necessarily care if he's tall or if he's short. He doesn't have to look like The Rock. He just needs to have a good job. He needs to have a relationship with God and all this kind of stuff. That's not superficial. And I still feel like a woman would have a harder time linking up with a dude than a guy who came and said, okay, I want a chick that got a fat ass. She needs to be, you know,
you wonder why, Deidre?
Why? I'm listening.
Part of the problem why women who change up what they're looking for have a problem is because they will not acknowledge the fact that they are like everybody else on the planet. You are a woman, but you are not by any means of anything. You are not above the wrong dude approaching you, ever. But a lot of you walk around like, oh, how could he? And no, I ain't got no time for these games. The game has you in it regardless. Be blind if you want to, but your dumb ass is going through it. You can either park yourself in the penalty box or over to the side if you want to, but guess what? You're in it. You need a most of y'all. I'm not talking about the Amazon princess who goes out and she hunts her prey. I'm talking about most of your docile sisters out there who sit pretty by the side of the road and wait for a dude to approach and say hello, come up with a witty line, ask for your phone number before anything pops off. Y'all sit there, y'all look, y'all drool, you want this guy to come approach, you print and whatever else so he can approach, but if he don't, he don't. But that's part of the game, and y'all not even realizing that, yo. That shit is built into you. It's built into your DNA, just like it is for a guy to make sure, you know, he got a haircut and everything, and look and try to look nice before he can even think about approaching a female. But that part that's in your DNA, that's part of the game that you don't know about, y'all need to realize that it's there, and y'all need to get it together with that, yo. You are not above the game at all. all you little princesses out there who swear y'all look too good that you shouldn't, like, some ugly dude shouldn't approach you, or a dude who ain't got the right, he don't match up with your list. How dare he approach me? Like, oh, he didn't even have this, he didn't have that. And you found out after 3 or 4 dates that you probably didn't have to pay nothing for. All you did was slap your weave on, your eyelashes, your makeup, and you went out and the dude bought dinner. So I don't understand what stress is on you to even go through that situation, because you could have been in the house watching Law and Order episodes. So part of the problem, when you turn, like you said, you have a modified list now. So my thing is, if you're going by that list and you decide that this dude named Oscar who approaches you tomorrow does not fit the list that you can tell, and then you go talk to one of your girlfriends like, oh, my God, like, I don't believe that he even approached me like that. If you are one of those types of women, Deidre, then that's part of the problem.
And see, what Jeff said kind of separates men from the women. A guy can have, he may not be seriously eye candy, but he's average. But if he can sustain a conversation, but he's not all that good looking, women will still kick him to the side. He's a nice guy, but it's the situation of the buts. He's a nice guy, but he's a great conversationalist, but it's all the good traits, but he doesn't have that one physical trait that I guess women want. Where for dudes, for the most part, I'm not saying all, because there's some shallow dudes too, but for the most part, an average looking woman who's a great conversationalist, please. Most dudes are going to see her as a catch. She might be very average, you know. She doesn't have, you know, the body that, you know, we kind of like dream for. But if we like, I will take that. I will go out with that. I will take her to the movies. I will wine and dine that. And I don't know if women would do the same thing to the average looking dude. I don't think so. It may be probable, but I highly doubt it, because they have that serious thing called the butts.
I will.
And y'all talk to your girlfriends. Because you know, huh?
I will agree that there are women out there who have the butt syndrome. He's this butt, he's that butt, all of this kind of stuff. But this is what I'm really trying to get y'all to understand. Men can look, they can be average, and they have a plethora of women that they can choose from. They can choose from big booties, no booties, tall, short, go across the ethnic line. They can go up in age. They can go down in age. If they want a baby, if they don't want a baby. But at a certain point in a woman's life, her list becomes very small. Now, let me just put this out there and say, not every woman has this problem. I'm not saying that. There are exceptions to every rule. I'm not saying that women just do not have any kind of, you know, say-so and all this kind of stuff. The point I'm trying to make, that it is harder for a woman who is looking than it is for a man. Because, one, you have the whole light skin, dark skin thing. You also have the African-American women who don't necessarily want to cross the ethnic lines to find someone who loves them because they are dedicated to the someone within their own race. But guys are like, man, look, I'm just looking for love. It's a little bit harder than it is for men. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with you, Deidre. I don't think, like you said, us women are as open to all the different options. Because I know me, for instance, like I used to say, like, I wouldn't date a white guy. Nothing against white people. It's just not. I prefer my own race. Or you won't, like, I wouldn't never, not, I won't, I, excuse me. I'll never say never, but I wouldn't, like, go out and be like, oh, let me go find, you know, a Haitian guy or Jamaican. Like, I try to stick to what I know, I guess, instead of, like, stepping out of my boundaries. And I have a couple girlfriends, and I could be the same way. In the past, I was kind of the same way with the whole butt thing. It's like, oh, he's nice, but he's not that cute. You know, or it's just always something. So I have to agree with you on that one. I think that we even don't allow ourselves to explore our options. We just kind of stick to what we want and don't open up to things as much as men do.
Okay, fellas, do you agree? Do you disagree? You think I'm blowing smoke out my tail? What?
Blowing smoke out of your tail? What?
You know.
Deidre, you might have something there. You might. Yeah. But then again.
It's killing you to say so?
No. But then, I mean, to say that, I think you just have to look at, you know, what makes up this dude that it's okay for him to respond to his situation that way? What is in that woman to make her respond to her situation that way?
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
So,
is it?
Well, here's a perfect example. There is a blogger out there who said that she had to go to the other side eventually because of the whole light skin, white skin, whole colorism issue, that when guys, now mind you, this blogger actually had a baby by a black guy and all this kind of stuff, but her thing was she got that she wasn't pretty because she was dark skinned. She was called all kinds of things, and so she felt like she wasn't even appreciated by the type of guys that she would even be interested in. So she had to cross the line to get the love she was thinking. And, you know, as I was saying before, you know, sometimes that's hard when you have a dedication to someone, you know, you're waiting for someone within your own race who you can identify, you know, different things with, and they don't even want you because you're too big, you're too small. Well, not too small, but you look, you're darker than the average woman or whatever. There's issues.
Deidre, in all due respect, I think that's a cop-out. She using I'm going to another race as a cop-out.
Really?
Because we've all been rejected by and black people. We've been rejected at some point in time in a relationship. We've all been through, be like, when we try to holler at somebody, and somebody's like, "Nah, I'm sorry, it ain't gonna work. Nah." I mean, as an example for me, I've been called all type of names under the book, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to get so into my feelings that I'm going to go to the opposite sex, or or go to find somebody, if I'm a heterosexual male, find love and companionship in the same sex. That's not going to work, and that does not compute. So in my honest opinion, and I think that, you know, she's given it a lot of thought about jumping the fence.
But that's her life. You know what I'm saying? So are you saying that the whole colorism thing is a cop out?
I think from when she said, well, you know, black man is not doing this, is not doing that, so therefore I'm gonna go to the white race and see what they say. Now what if she goes to the white race and they still reject her? Then what would be her excuse?
She'd have to go to another ethnicity. I don't think it's a cop out.
She's gonna go find some Asian man. Come on.
From reading it, she's been her whole life. She's had black men and people call her ugly this, ugly that. It's like you lose your confidence in trying to go date a black man. So I can see why I don't see why she might have, you know, okay, well, let me explore some other options, because she's been torn down her whole life by the black man, and it's just like, is she not worthy enough to date a black man? So let me go see what else is out there. And then she found a white man that obviously loved her and wanted to be with her.
I read some of the story, what if she had all these quote unquote lofty expectations that she wanted in a black man?
Okay, but so let's not go with
the black man said to her, you know what, you tripping. You know what, okay. You're tripping.
I'm sorry. What I'm saying is it could be possible, what you're saying, that she had all of these expectations. However, we're going to go with the article where all of her life she's been hearing comments like, look at her, she looks like a man, of course she married a white boy, or horse face, nobody wants you, you ugly, dark-skinned bitch, or, gosh, how can anyone stand the sight of me? I'm hideous, according to these men. If you heard that over and over again, and then on top of that, you get our own race who will say stuff like, you're cute to be a dark skin, or for someone so dark, I didn't realize that your hair could look that way, or some other ridiculous things that makes you question how you're perceived by America. My own people don't like the way I look. Why should I like the way I look? Then someone comes to you and says, I think you're beautiful. Yeah, I may or I may not go and seek the affection from them because I can't get it from my own race. I'm having a hard time believing that that's a cop-out, Q. A hard time. Just, okay, that's it.
I honestly agree to disagree. I just think that there's, and I've read the article, but I just think that there's so many underlying things that she didn't mention, and that's just me. And I also think, you know, women or men or anybody who go to another race, just because quote unquote third race don't accept them, there's somebody for everybody in all races, and that's me. I'm quite sure the four of us had gone through something like that where we're called ugly or we're called not sexy enough. We don't have the body, but you know, none of us to my knowledge, I mean, we've dabbled in other sections. Well, you know, Jeff hit up everything, but
well.
But
well,
you know, the final thing is, I don't know. It just seems weird, and it's there's some convolutedness that, in my opinion, she's not mentioning. That's just me.
Okay, and I'm gonna say this, but I'm gonna give the listeners some information. You can call in and get in on the conversation at 760-683-2662. We'd love to hear from you. What your opinion is? We know you're out there listening, so get at us. Q. All I'm saying is, so in this article, there were over 800 people who commented on this blog or article or what have you who agreed with her. So you're saying out of 801 people, all of those people were cop-out? That's a cop-out for them? Like that they had similar experiences?
I would say that, I didn't read all 800 people, but I guess the first question is, how many of the 800 were women, and how many of the 800 were men that agreed? I think that the majority were women, because I guess they probably went to, I guess they all had some all similar experiences like that. But I can guarantee you that all the 800 people who listened didn't jump ship, didn't go to another race.
Yeah, because they probably
But what I said before, we've all been in that situation before. We all have.
So basically, if you get told something like that, my thing is what you would need to do. Now, of course, this is based upon age and your situation. You need to rise up out of that community in which you are being treated like that. And you need to move someplace new, not really to get a different aspect, but to basically be in a better place to love yourself. Because if you are down and you are low, you're not going to do what needs to be done or feel like you want to do what needs to be done to present yourself to the world so that somebody could find you attractive, because your heart's not going to be in it. You're torn down. So you need to go someplace new. You need to rebuild, and you need to learn how to redo your package and put yourself back out there in the game.
Okay, now, my package? So you telling me my package is good enough?
Deidre.
How's that different from what I've already been hearing? That I'm ugly. So my package wasn't all that in the first place.
When I say redo your package in a new environment, Deidre, what I'm talking about is that if you're getting torn down, right, on 8th Avenue by everybody on 8th Avenue, okay, you might get torn down to the point or broken up to the point where you just throw on sweatpants and a T-shirt, and that's all you wear when you go outside. That's the package that you present to the world. You do the bare minimum to just get yourself through the day-to-day, because you know somebody on 8th Street is going to have something negative to say about you. They do it time and time again. So I'm saying take your situation, move it to 10th Street, and see what they got to say when you put on your Kim Kardashian dress. Redo your package. Do what you would do on 8th Street to make yourself look presentable and see what they have to say about that situation. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that your package is messed up and you got to do something new. No, do the things that you would do. But what I'm saying is, if you are where you get torn down on 8th Street, rebuild on 10th Street, get yourself to the point where you want to put on that Kim Kardashian dress. You want to put on that, you know, that Lord and that new suit you bought from Lord and Taylor and wear to work, put on some lip rouge, put some MAC makeup on and go outside and see what's up, see who's checking for you today. Do that. And you might get different results. But you can't stay in it. You can't stay in the same environment when people are telling you this and breaking you down. Now, like I said, based on your age and your situation, but you need to get yourself away from that. You can't really stay in that. And I feel bad if she grew up in this area, if she grew up in that, and then when she turned 18, she bounced and she found, you know, her Caucasian lover. But that's just the situation that was upon her. But I'm quite sure for the 800 other people who said yes, maybe one of them were in a position where they could have moved out of that situation. You have the ability to do that. You don't have to stay in there and take that and then think something's supposed to happen differently out of that situation. You can move and change the game for yourself.
Okay,
but
what if
you can't find everywhere you go?
Huh?
Right. What if I can't afford the Kim Kardashian dress and the Lord and Taylor, and what I got is what I got? So I go to 10th Street, and 10th Street is worse than 8th Street. Not only are they calling me,
then move again. Deidre, okay. I'm gonna put this in a very primal situation for you. I am a hunter. When I was a single dude, I considered myself a hunter. I'm always on the hunt for ass. That was my thing. So if I roll up to work, I'm hunting. If I go to Dunkin' Donuts, I'm hunting. Stop and Shop, Giant, I'm hunting. If I go to church, I'm hunting. I'm going to approach Brittany. I'm going to kick game. If Brittany doesn't give me the time of day, if Brittany tells me get the hell away from me, guess what? That's 8th Street community shutting me down. I moved to 10th Street. I am now in Deidre's face. Yo, D, what's up? Can I smash? Or can I just be with you? Can I call you? Can I take you out? Can I rub your feet? What's up? Can I give you a massage? Can we just be together? You tell me. Nah, nigga. You too. This. This ain't the perfect time for us, player. Guess what? I'm moving off 10th Street, and I'm moving someplace else. That's the hunter mentality.
Okay,
It'll take me 5 or 10 minutes to lick my wounds, put a Band-Aid on it, but I keep it moving.
But you're a dude. Remember, y'all have said it, I believe y'all said it once earlier. No, y'all didn't say it today. But the old, you know, saying is he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. So women are not hunters. All I'm supposed to do is put myself in the
position. Some are.
I didn't say all. All I'm saying is what I'm supposed to do is put myself in an environment where I can be found. Not necessarily being at home and thinking he's going to come and knock on my door, but going out, going to 8th Street, going to 10th Street, going to 12th Street. I'm doing all of that. And everywhere I go, I'm getting the same response. I'm not good enough. Now what?
Well, then, if that's the case, then, you know, if every environment that you go to and you're not getting the love that you want, keep on moving. Keep on moving. Try something else. Because here's the thing. The way you're driving it right now is the word hopeless situation is going to come up. And
well,
I don't think that it is because when the chick who did the blog, when she was a wounded bird, when she thought all hope was lost, guess what? Mighty Whitey dude stepped up to the plate and was like,
Mighty Whitey, really?
Oh, baby.
Mm-hmm. Captain Save-A-Ho.
Right. It's called colorful commentary. And in this case, it works because it's a black and white thing. So he pops up. He says, you're beautiful. Now, here's the thing. She was in a so-called fucked up community when that happened. So she is your 1% glimmer of hope that no matter what street you're on, somebody out there is checking for you. You've got the package. They want it. It's 1%. But it's there. She presents the swirl because she's with a white guy. She's a black lady. She presents the swirl, but that 1% is still out there for all the chicks who for the other 800 that feel that way. They just have to, like you said, be at the right place at the right time, and it will happen. But then again, it might not be the most perfect situation. Hopefully, it's better than being alone. It's better than being with somebody who's going to, like, treat you bad physically or mentally, you know what I'm saying, or verbally. It's maybe something that you can sink your teeth into and, you know, get yourself in a relationship. And you can, you know, spend time with somebody, get closer to somebody, at least have that situation for yourself, because if that's what you're looking for, if that's what we're talking about here, then that's what you're looking for. And you should dial it down. So what you're looking for is to be able to be in a relationship and have that time with somebody. Not now you got him and then you throw his ass into some situation of, we've been together for 3 months, so where's my ring and all this other stuff that some women can possibly throw guys into. So I'm just saying, dial it down when you do get there. Relationship, time, spend. Done.
What were you going to say?
I just thought about something. Okay, this chick, let's say her name is Tammy. Okay, so Tammy was born and raised on 6th Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's not getting love on 6th Street. Then Tammy goes to 9th Street. She tries a hard knock. She's not getting no love on 9th Street. Okay, then Tammy goes to 12th Street. And she's still not getting no love. Is it our fault or is it Tammy's fault that she's not getting no love?
Well, she can't change her color. I mean, unless she does the whole bleaching thing.
Okay, but 9 times out of 10 is not it. I guess in the article she says it's color. Okay, and we're gonna go with that. But let's be realistic. It's not color. It's not color.
Really?
It's something else. It has to be something else. Because if she went 3 places and she's still not getting no love, something's wrong with Tammy.
Whoa.
I bullshit you not. And it's not a color thing. It's not a color thing. She maybe have a fucked up personality or a fucked up mentality.
My gosh.
This is my caveat. I'm not trying to take this to personally on Deidre, but I know that I have said several times, yo, the outside package always needs to be at a point when you feel somebody is going to approach.
Okay.
So, if I know a lot of women say, oh, yo, this dude approached me at the supermarket and, like, all I had on was this. Like, I didn't have on my weave, my makeup, and he approached me and I was looking regular. And it's like, it's mind-blowing to them that it actually happens.
Okay.
So to what Q is saying, if this chick went to the three spots and her package just wasn't right for whatever audience that she stepped into, that just means that the audience that is right for her wasn't in, they either weren't in the vicinity or they didn't have eyes on her at the time.
Well, that would be the case because, according to her, her color is what is limiting her or was limiting her. Really, Q?
Yeah, really. Really. That for the sake of the article, okay, let's run with that. Let's run with that.
But you don't want to run with that. Like, you're like, nah, fuck that. There's something wrong with her.
That's my honest opinion. Okay. For the sake of the article, it was her skin color. It was her skin color that a white man saw and be like, ooh, you know, instead of, you know, all the brothers be like, ew, get away from me, ew. We don't want you because you're dark and ugly. Really? Really? Please. If Precious could get a man, anybody could get a man. Get the hell out of here.
Wait. Ooh. I don't think the white guy necessarily liked her because she was black. I mean, for her color, but I think maybe...
According to an article, it was. I don't believe it either, baby, but, you know, we got to go by the article. We have to go by what she said in the article. In the article, she said, "I gave up black men because I stayed in the black community, and most of the black men called me ugly. I'm too dark. I'm this and I'm that. So since you know they don't like that, let me go to the white neighborhood and see what they think. So this one dude out of blue said, yeah, you're beautiful. Let's get together. Come on, son.
Oh, and you know she probably gave him all the business, too, because it was like,
oh,
what?
My God. Y'all are killing
you're
me.
You're open? Let me go ahead and,
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on to that.
Oh yes,
Steven, and I guarantee you, and I guarantee you, what she was looking for in the black man was the total opposite of what that white dude was, all because he said you're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Oh my
you're
God.
Beautiful.
That dude, I guarantee, I bet you a dollar to a dime, that dude do not look like, who's the white man that y'all like, everybody fall for? What was the dude that recently passed away in Fast and Furious? I guarantee you, he looked nothing like that cat. He was some average Joe white dude. But all... Just because he said, you know what, you're a beautiful black queen, she went, oh, I'm going to get with him.
and the draws dropped from heaven.
Well,
and
I mean, but how is that unrealistic if for all of your life you've been told that you were ugly and then someone comes and says you're beautiful, Well, yeah, I'm going to go and say you can have it all. Because
well, yeah, but
the whole thing is, she just basically generalized all black men. All black men said that she's ugly. All black men said that she was too dark. That's what bothers me about this whole article. And the one person that said that she wasn't ugly or black was a white man. That's Deidre. That's a little too far fetched, but that's the story. So that's what we're going to run with.
I might be trying to throw a little bit of shade, but the thing that kills me is that if the white dude was somebody who basically calculated his approach to this lady, the blogger, he was probably in earshot of her telling her story and was like, oh, well, shit. She might just be receptive to anybody who tells her.
And I'm gonna give it a shot
as a white dude.
And it
won him over. But then again, we don't know what the white dude's situation is. We don't know if he's a drop dead. We don't know if he's considered drop dead sexy, got physique, got swag, got a little money. You know, if he puts on a wife beater and a ball cap, you know, is he gonna be sexy as hell to a whole bunch of different genres of women? You know what I'm saying? Or is this dude like, you know, a Joe Public regular dude like what Q is saying, and he just happened to come along at the right time? So.
He came along at the right time. Because her feelings were low.
Oh. Scooped up the chocolate berry. Ooh.
Y'all are too much. That's all I'm going to say. Britt, do you think that they're taking it too far?
Pretty quiet.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you said, but do you think they're taking it too far?
No, I
mean, because, I don't know. I just think, although she said the man was dating her for her race, I absolutely don't believe that. That one I do have to agree with you on. I don't agree with that at all. Thank you, baby.
Because
I feel like I don't believe that. And don't get me wrong, there are white men that have their preferences, but I don't believe he's like, oh, you black and chocolate, and let me date you because, you know, you're dark skinned. No, I just think she ended up finding somebody that actually liked her for her.
He was the only dude that proud of her feelings, that like what Jeff said, you know.
Right.
Oh,
and you never know. I mean, you never know. She could have been giving him a mouthful like, oh, yeah, you know, the black guys in my community don't accept me. Blah, blah. I mean, you never know why. I'm not saying, you know, the white man didn't want to date her because he liked her, but it's like you never know why he was dating her. He could have felt bad for her or whatever, but I don't believe that her race was a factor at all.
Thank you, baby. That's Brittany, my boo. That's my baby.
I just don't. I mean...
Thank you.
She just had it bad when it came to our black men.
So Deidre, you think that her whole story is 100% true?
Well, why would it? Why would she lie about it?
Really, Deidre?
Really? Yeah, really. Like what would be the purpose of lying?
Because the story is too far fetched, babe. The story is too far fetched, and maybe she just wrote it for sensationalism. But from a realistic aspect, it's just too many holes, mama. It's just too many holes.
Mm. Yeah, no. I'm not buying that.
Let me write a story. I'm going to write a story.
Do what?
I'm going to write the same story. I'm going to write the same story. Like, you know what? You know, during my 40-plus years, I went through hell with black women. I went through hell. They called me all type of names. Boy, you're black. Boy, you're bald. Boy, you're ugly. Boy, you know, you short. Boy, you got a big butt. I'm like, all that stuff. And I'm saying, you know what? A white woman said, I'll accept you as you are. The end. Let's see how many people will believe me. Let me get those 800 right, people. I hear you. Wait, huh? Excuse me?
So maybe, you know, it's, I don't know.
It just sounds a little far. It just sounds far-fetched, man.
I can't see. Like I said, to me, it's based on, like, she was a little girl who just grew up in a community that did this to her. And hopefully she was able to move away, and then, boom, you know, that's when, you know, the dude showed up. He just happened to be Caucasian. He, you know, paid her some attention, and she went with it, and now she's good. Because, if you got the ability to move or just take yourself out of that situation, you know, then do it. Why would you stand there and subject yourself to that? That's the part that's ridiculous to me. I don't think that any woman that I know would just stand there and let somebody or a group of people berate her. Talking about you're ugly, you're black, or you're so light skinned you look like a ghost, or your
hold on. Really? Especially with how cruel and mean social media is? Are you serious?
I'm not talking about social media. I'm talking about if Deidre is standing at the park on 14th, and she ain't getting no love. All she's getting is hate because dudes is sitting there talking about you this, you that, you this, you that. Okay, fine. Leave the park on 14th and take your ass to another club.
Okay.
Go around the corner and go downstairs to the Boom Boom Room and see what you can do there.
Shake it like a white
girl. Okay. So one of our listeners said, stop acting like brothers don't jump ship with white women. Y'all talking like sisters are the only one that jump. How about those guys that say women are too angry and loud, and I want a white woman, to do as I say?
That's still a cop out too.
The guys that go to the other side, that's a cop out for them.
Yeah, it's a cop-out. Wesley Snipes is a cop-out.
Really? Wesley Snipes?
Wesley Snipes is a cop-out. You know, he's a cop-out. You know, so because you know, there's always this, well, black women, they're loud, and black women are this, and black women are that. You know, so it's all in preference. And, you know, let's be honest. Wesley Snipes is like 5'6". So it meant to somebody 5'6", barking out orders. Well, as my girl, you're supposed to do this. As my woman, you're supposed to do this. Female sister's going to be like, you are out your mind. You are out your mind. So for every Wesley Snipes, we'll take a Robert De Niro. Hello?
Yep. Because Robert Eric says, give me that chocolate.
So
my woman is
a fishing bar. But to down to down a race because of whatever personal agenda that you have is garbage. It's messed up. You know, if you say you know you like white women because you know they have blue eyes, I could live with that. I could because you like blonde women, I could live with that. But to say, well, I don't mess with white women because they're loud and because you know they're just so rambunctious and you know they nasty. Nah, you're not going down my sisters like that. You're not going down my sisters like that. I take offense to that. That makes me want to punch him in the face. So, jump ship all you like. Jump ship all you like. Go get with Polly Purebred and beat her up all the time. Do your thing.
Q.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Q. Yeah. Our listener said that they think that Wesley Snipes was a bad example because he was a sex symbol in the black community for women. I don't know who thought he was, but anyway, he was with Halle Berry. He did Asian, not white, and he dated Asian because he was overseas often training.
Okay. It's still the same thing. Okay, and let's not bring up Halle Berry, please. Halle Berry is a poet, please. Really, how many men has Halle Berry been with? How many men?
Four.
And she's still going through dudes. And she's still going through dudes.
No, she's not. She's married.
I don't think so.
Yes.
The last white man she was with, they broke the fuck up. I could be wrong.
She just had a baby and stuff.
She's married and has a baby.
But baby, I think they said, I'm America, Google Halle Berry and let me know. I think I read somewhere that she broke up with dude.
She did not.
Maybe you're thinking of her first child's father that she broke up with.
I don't know.
She's very much
Halle Berry is a poor example.
She is married to Oliver Martinez.
Who is he?
Her husband.
Okay. I stand corrected. But she's a poor example. She went through about six dudes. She went through about six dudes in about 4 years. Come on now.
Oh, my word. Anywho, we are coming to a close. And listeners, you are still able to call in and give your views. I appreciate all the posts that you're making over in the Facebook group. But, again, if you would like to call in, you can call us at 760-683-2662. So, in finding a mate, what I'd like for us to do in taking us out, you know, is what are some of the things that can help when seeking a mate for girls and guys?
Oh.
Go ahead.
Your first sexual encounter, do not hold anything back. No, I said your first sexual encounter, don't hold anything back.
Okay.
Jeff, wow. I would like to say have realistic expectations and know that we all have faults. We all fall short. When looking for somebody, we should find somebody who has just amount, just as many fuck ups as you have. We all fall short. We all have shit in our lives. We should find that person whose shit is more compatible to yours. That's it. And keep it moving.
Britt?
I would say you should consider the important things when you are looking for a mate. As far as, like, you probably want someone that's more, look for someone more caring than somebody that's, you know, super fine or sexy. You know, look for somebody who, you know, is more humorous than somebody that's more woke. And another thing I think is probably sort of similar to what Steve said, but I think we need to be open, and we also need to be honest about our own flaws and our own shortcomings. And, you know, because you want to have someone to love you for the person you are and not for the person you like to be. And those are my pieces.
Well,
what you think, Deidre?
Well, I think that I agree with Britt. I agree that, one, you need to accept the person for who they are right then and there, not for who they can become, but who they are standing right in front of you. And also be open to possibilities. You never know who the love of your life could be if you're limiting yourself.
I got one.
And I got another one. Go ahead.
Okay, real quick.
You cannot trust a big butt and a smile with a bank code. But you could possibly trust the big butt and a smile to pick the right flavor condom.
That's all. You stupid.
Okay, Britt, you got the last one.
Okay, my last one was that you, and this goes to the blog chick, you need to learn to handle rejection gracefully.
That's awesome.
Boom. I know. But, I mean, you can just learn from your experience and keep it moving, like Jeff said.
I hear you. Well, that is, let me see. Yeah, that's about it. Anybody else have anything that they want to, wait.
Girl, you better hurry up. We got less than 30 seconds.
Okay. I was just making sure. The first thing that someone said is that you need, in seeking a mate, is loving yourself enough not to be wooed by someone else's look and feel like he or she is too good for you. All right, good. So, we'll see y'all next week, same time, same place. Thank you for joining us. And
I miss love you.
So, Britt, we love you. We appreciate all that you've done. And
thank
Jeff,
you. I love you guys.
You know what to do, Jeff.
Yeah.
Amongst friends, all up in your area. We got top picks causing mass hysteria. Crew,
yeah.
Peak the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street.
Yeah.
Amongst friends, for the ladies, for the men. Just 21. Wearing the pants. Fab old combo.
That you like. What you like.
Girls tonight. Fab old combo. Amongst friends.
Yeah.
Fab old combo.
What?
Grown as
a what?
Grown as
what?
Baby.
Yeah. Yay.
Y'all are funny. Y'all were doing too much.
No, we weren't.
Be quiet. Be quiet, light skin.
But I appreciate y'all's and y'all comments and stuff like that. So.
Thank you. All right. Deidre, thank
yes.
you.
Okay. All right. I'll see y'all next week.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.